Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I am merely the host, Mike Salmon, alongside Stephen Jillian. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, Mike. Happy Thursday to you. How are you?
Yeah, I think we're going to have a fun show today.
We are in a mood, or mainly I'm in a mood. I don't know. It's a little different, a little unique, and I think we're going to have fun and learn a lot.
Well, let the listeners know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, they'll decide by the end, that's for sure. We'll get letters.
Well, here's who we're going to be talking to today. We'll have some fun and learn all about their companies. Darren Tarleton is with us with DHG Healthcare. Also joining us is Tiffany Kirkland with the American Diabetes Association. And we are efforting, as we like to say in the radio business, Chuck Douglas, who is expected to be with us with Business Success Training. So hopefully he'll be here shortly. But we're going to start with Darren Tarleton from DHG Healthcare. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's been interesting this morning. DHG Healthcare, give us a broad overview of what your company is all about, please.
Sure, absolutely. Well, and thank you again for having me here this beautiful Thursday morning. And I'm glad that you guys are in a mood because so am I. So,
oh, it's going to be a fun day.
That's right. Well, DHG Healthcare is the national healthcare practice of Dixon Hughes Goodman. DHG, the broader firm, is one of the top public accounting firms in the country, where, depending on which list you look at, we're in the 15 to 20 range nationally. And DHG Healthcare is the national healthcare practice of DHG. DHG Healthcare is cut across four main market verticals. We go to market doing strategy work, reimbursement, CFO advisory, and enterprise intelligence. And then, of course, we also provide, as we are a public accounting firm, the assurance and audit practice, and tax and compliance services.
Interesting. So you do a little bit of that as well.
We do a lot of that as well.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Well, you're in a field that is changing every single day, the healthcare industry.
Absolutely.
I mean, sometimes you can't make sense of it all. Talk about your perspective on all the changes going on in the market.
How much time do you have,
exactly.
Mike?
So the show's going until 5 p.m., right?
You said it was a nice Thursday. We'll be done on Saturday.
And you have 30 seconds. Go.
Well, DHG Healthcare, you know, we help our clients really try and figure out what is happening in the healthcare environment. I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer that healthcare, being the biggest industry in the country, you know, is a political football, and the entire industry really is transforming and changing, and it's happening. It's accelerating and accelerating at different paces depending on where you are geographically and what type of player you are, what kind of scale you have, what kind of services you're providing. Excuse me, go ahead.
What I was going to ask, Darren, is you started the conversation by talking about the four vertical things you do, the
yes.
strategy, the reimbursement, stuff like that. Break each of those down
sure.
just a little bit. Kind of when you say strategy, you know, I'm thinking of risk playing with my son. What does that mean for healthcare, and what specifically do you guys that kind of on the broad basis are an accounting firm, what are you going to bring to healthcare when it comes to strategy reimbursement? Kind of break those down a little bit.
Sure. Well, the four verticals, again, aside from the assurance and audit and the tax compliance, which are sort of your standard public accounting CPA services, the boutique healthcare services practice that we have does strategy, reimbursement, CFOA or CFO advisory, and enterprise intelligence. The strategy piece, as it sounds, really kind of lifts you above the tactical decisions and looks at, from a healthcare perspective, you know, what is happening in our marketplace? What are the populations that we're serving? You know, with all the changes happening, are we going to be able to survive and thrive in the new environment? Are we going to be able to take on all of the new risks that are emerging? So the strategy group really goes and they look at markets. They help providers, hospital systems, physicians figure out really what is their clinical sort of enterprise? What's their clinical delivery model now? How are they being financed and paid? And what is that going to look like down the road? And how can they effectively change that, again, so they can thrive in the new environment?
So if I can put it in a anecdotal way, on the strategy side of things, you guys are working with one of your best clients would be the doctor who 2 years ago went, forget it, I'm just going to get out of the practice. I don't know what I'm going to do. There is a strategy to it. You can still, you know, survive and thrive and help people in this environment. That's
absolutely. And really, and we go for scale as well. We help some of the largest, both publicly traded proprietary systems as well as not-for-profit systems and governmental public systems across the country. And so we really will help them look at the broader markets, and, you know, they're looking at physician groups, they're looking at specialty practices, they're looking at post-acute care, and how do we integrate that clinical enterprise delivery system? And again, how do we get paid for that? Who are the players? How do we make sure that we continue to be able to serve our mission and meet the needs of the community at large? That's on the strategy side.
So reimbursable, CFO, those I can see where they all interlock. Are there anything special about those two verticals that you'd want to
Sure. cover? CFO advisory, kind of what it sounds like, is really going to pick up anything that's going to cross the CFO's desk for a healthcare hospital system. And that's going to be all of your operational issues, cost containment, revenue cycle issues. I mean, there's a ton of regulatory compliance issues out there right now that we can spend a lot of time talking about. Our reimbursement group is, they really do a lot of what is the cost reporting. So Medicare, CMS, they pay, and you have to settle up at the end of the year. So our reimbursement group really helps make sure that our hospitals are getting paid everything that they should be getting paid, that there's not revenue leakage, that they're maximizing their reimbursement from the governmental payers. They help look at contracting. And really, I mean, they have a whole family of services that they offer. But in that reimbursement space, we really have the best reimbursement practice in the country, the most scale, the most sophisticated, and just the best reimbursement practice out there.
Our guest here on Gwinnett Business Radio is Darren Tarleton from DHG Healthcare. Darren, what's maybe an example of one of the more common issues that your clients come to see you about?
Oh, geez. Where do I start? I mean, again,
and again, you have 30 seconds
30
on this
seconds.
Question.
Yeah,
and
no,
you
I
went
mean,
over
that,
on the last one, well, by the way.
The most common is, help! Yeah. But go ahead.
No, that is really. I mean, our clients are looking at themselves and looking at their markets and trying to figure out, where are we at? Where is our market at? And there's just no cookie-cutter formula. You know, if you're in Southeast Georgia, if you're in, you know, Atlanta, if you're in Chattanooga, if you're in Middle Georgia, I mean, those are all very different places with very different dynamics, different markets. So our clients are coming to us, you know, from a strategic perspective, looking for help. You know, who are we going to affiliate with? Are we going to get into population health management? You know, how much risk are we able to bear? And then down to the tactical issues, you know, that the CFO advisory practice might look at, or the reimbursement. And of course, I'm on the audit side. So I'm an assurance, senior manager in the insurance practice in Atlanta here. So they might come to me with help, you know, and I will point them to the right person within our firm, or if they have questions about the CPA type stuff, the financial reporting, internal controls, you know, those types of issues. I can certainly help them with all the debits and credits. I can help them all day long. But
you talked about being able to work with some of the publicly traded companies and some of the largest. So there is no business in the healthcare industry that's too large. Is there something that's too small?
No, absolutely not. Of course, our small facilities are probably the ones that are having the most trouble. You know, right. They're trying to figure out how are they really going to survive. And you see a lot of consolidation, a lot of affiliation throughout the marketplace.
But you can bring expertise to any practice, any size in the healthcare industry.
Oh, absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yep. We there's all sorts of different permutations out there, different, I don't know if experimentation is the right word, but, everywhere you go, you see, providers linking up. You see the large, regional providers linking up with the small rural providers and their neighbors. They have what you might call sometimes a collaboration or, I don't know what the other you would say that backwards, but where you have who
did
would,
you make that word up?
Comparation, yeah. Comparation, I think would be the other one.
But yeah, where you've got competitors who are having to link up and now collaborate and look at, you know, outcomes. I mean, the incentives are changing for the providers, and the way that, again, the care delivery model is changing, and our providers, our hospital clients, are now being paid more and more on a value-based proposition. So instead of the volumes, you know, how many patients can you get in the door? How many beds can you fill? How many discharges can you get? That we're really seeing everyone move to an ambulatory outpatient setting, trying to minimize the costs. And the payers are incentivizing that. They are paying based on clinical outcomes. We're right in the midst of this. This is, as our fearless leader our managing partner, Brad Bent, would say, this is the most provocative time in healthcare, certainly in our lifetime, you know, since Medicare, you know, our 50th anniversary. You know, we haven't seen anything like this, so.
Yeah, the change is unbelievable, and we've touched upon that, and you kind of touched upon a little bit about the healthcare consulting. How has that changed over the years as well?
Well, talk about a rapid acceleration. You know, consulting used to be a little bit more of a transactional type service, and one of our market vertical leaders over the CFO advisory practice, Bill Hanna, when he does these presentations sometimes, he likes to show a slide of the Lone Ranger as the old model. And the Lone Ranger would come in on his white horse and, pull out his gun, take care of the bad guy, save the damsel in distress, and ride off into the sunset, sort of a solo operation, right? In and out, one and done. The new model is, again, according to Bill Hanna, is the NASCAR model. And he shows that it takes a team of people. A car comes swooping in, and you have 20 people descend on this car, and in a matter of 5 or 10 seconds, they've all taken care of their issues and getting this car back on the road. And you have someone coordinating that. You have information and data backing all that up. So consulting really has gone from this transactional based, we can help this issue, this issue, this issue, to more of a broader partnership, a trusted advisor that helps, again, kind of look around the corner and try and figure out, where is our market going? Where is that tipping point where, again, the revenues and the way we're getting paid and where the market is, where the way we've done things in the past is no longer viable, no longer sustainable, and how do we prepare ourselves? And we have this concept, our unique perspective at DHG Healthcare is around risk capability, and that providers really have to be prepared to take on risk in a way that they haven't done before. And risk capability is based on sort of three prime competencies having to do with enterprise intelligence, where you're taking all the financial information, all the market data, all the clinical information that's out there, and really trying to make meaningful use out of it. Our clinical enterprise maturity, which again is around the care delivery model, how you're coordinating care with your physicians, with your specialties, with your hospitals, with your post-acute. And then the revenue transformation, which again is how the payment models are changing and how the financing of healthcare is changing.
Well, Darren, we appreciate your explanation and the conversation. For those that want to find out more about the healthcare industry or DHG Healthcare in particular, what would the website be? And any other contact information you might want to give for our listeners?
Sure, absolutely. Well, you can go to dhgllp.com. And there's an industries right at the top there in healthcare. And just so you know, healthcare is the largest piece. DHG, as the broader firm, is an industries-based firm. And healthcare, banking, insurance, and dealerships are sort of our prime focus. Well, healthcare is the biggest piece of the pie. It makes up more than 20% of our business. So, but if you go to dhgllp.com, industries at the top, you'll find DHG Healthcare. You can also find us on Twitter at DHG Healthcare. At DHG Healthcare.
And Darren, one last question. What about people who want to get in touch with you? I know people aren't always, assurance, I got to get an audit done tomorrow.
That's right.
But how do they, what's contact information for you?
Sure. My number is, I'm at the Atlanta office of DHG, and my number is 404-575-8934. And you can also email me at Darren.Tarleton@dhgllp.com, and I'll spell that for you because it's a little weird. Darren, Daron, dot Tarleton, Tarleton, at dhgllp.com. And I can certainly help people with more than just assurance. I help point them in the right direction. I'm sort of the cop on the beat here.
You're the quarterback.
Exactly, the quarterback.
That.
Yep.
Great. Thank you, Darren.
All right. Thank you.
Mike, before you bring in our next guest, I just want to remind you of one thing, because Lord knows you need to be reminded of a few things, right? I need to remind you that SpeedPro Imaging in Marietta helps businesses stand out by providing high-quality large graphics. Mike, if you can imagine it, they can make it. As the industry leader for large-scale printing, they deliver impactful images that share a message, attract attention, and reinforce your brand, much like they've done here in the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. To find out more, visit SpeedProMarietta.com or look on our website and see the work they did in our studio.
Well, I did imagine it. It's behind me, and they did it.
They did.
Yes. So we appreciate our friends there. All right. Our next guest here on the show is Chuck Douglas. He's a graduate of Georgia State University. So we have Georgia Tech. We have Georgia. We have Auburn. I didn't ask Darren where he went to school, but I think we got everything covered here in this room today. He's delivered over 6,000 presentations and training programs throughout the world, including extensive tours with Brian Tracy,
Tony Robbins, Bob Proctor, and Les Brown. He is here today to share some ideas designed to create immediate and lasting results for your personal and professional effectiveness, as well as the opportunity to attend a very special event coming up called Success Summit 2015. Chuck, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Mike. Doing fantastic. How about you?
I'm doing great. The name of your company is Business Success Training. Give us a broad overview of what your company is all about.
Yeah, we're into empowerment, changing bad habits into good habits, empowering businesses to accelerate revenue, salespeople to overcome fear of rejection, handle objections, social media, monetizing it. We're all A to Z in the empowerment area.
Maybe it would have been easier to say what you don't do,
right? Exactly, yeah.
You've got a big event coming up that I mentioned, the Success Summit. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, we're in town for about 4 months. We land in a different city probably every 4 months or so. So I changed.
Because you live in California, right?
I do. They were taking applications for Palm Springs, and I volunteered. And they accepted, yeah. But we're here for about 4 months. We have about 10 weeks to go. There's a huge Success Summit at the Cobb Galleria coming up on October 21st, Wednesday. And what we're doing, we're in town doing complimentary workshops, empowering sales professionals to double, triple their incomes, anybody with a sales force, a meeting, real estate agents, mortgage brokers. So we're doing that with all the top companies here in Atlanta for about the next 10 weeks or so.
And you're doing this complimentary.
Yeah, that's a good word, right?
Yes.
It's free, complimentary,
free.
Yeah.
So if a company's listening now goes, well, can I get them? Can they schedule you now, or these were pre-scheduled before you got here?
They can, yeah. Great question. They can still schedule now. We've got a few openings available all the way through about October the 15th. We'll come in, tuck into one of their sales meetings, do a 45-minute, 30-minute, hour complimentary session. We tailor it up. For example, if it's a real estate office, we'll teach how to attract listings, farm lead generation through social media. If it's a mortgage company, how to increase your fundings. If it's leadership, how to lead by example, things of that nature. We'll customize it, come in, and that's in lieu of the Success Summit coming up in October.
So you mentioned real estate companies. As you go to different cities and as you've come in and been here in Atlanta so far in Gwinnett County, what are some of the key enterprises? What are some of the key industries that you think what you guys do, the complimentary sessions, would really help?
Yeah, well, really there's five main industries. One's network marketing. We do sessions for companies like, say, World Financial Group, for Primerica, for Shackley, for companies of that nature, Melaleuca, anybody that has a network marketing company. They gather their team, opportunity meetings. They want to have somebody come in, rev them up a little bit, teach them how to go out, overcome fear of rejection, invite people to their meetings, attract leaders. I'd say financial is a great industry as well. We do financial companies such as Edward Jones, Morgan Stanley, et cetera, independents as well. We've done a lot of real estate and mortgage, Keller Williams. Keller Williams, what a great company. We do that. Remax, we've done A to Z since we've been here so far, and we've got all those testimonial videos on our YouTube channel. So we've got about 75 videos there with key decision makers that have said, hey, we had Chuck in, he did a great job, and it's on our YouTube channel.
So if they want to hear you before they actually see you, they can just go right there to the internet.
They can indeed. We have a lot of videos. Not every company, obviously, but we have the lion's share of all the companies here in Atlanta that we've already done. So we come pretty vetted at this point.
So the complimentary sessions, I would imagine some of that also leads up to the Success Summit. So talk a little bit about what the Success Summit is all about and what people can expect when they come to the Cobb Galleria Center.
Yeah, great insight. So what we're doing, a lot of prior experiences of individuals that have had speakers in doing complimentary sessions, it isn't really value laden.
He did air quotes.
I saw that.
Because sometimes you get what you pay for.
Exactly. And that's the first question. Somebody calls in and says, we'd like to have Chuck in. What does that entail? And so what we make sure that we've done, and one of the reasons we have a solid reputation in the industry, we teach with value. We customize it. We don't bring a sales pitch. We bring something that's concrete, something they can walk away with. And, let's say that a group of 100 real estate agents come in, I speak. Well, they're not all going to go to the Success Summit. So they need to walk out of there with ideas and, habits and things that will benefit them immediately. So we do that at the end. We give a little invitation. If they want to come, great. If they don't, that's okay. The summit is a full day. I mean, literally, 8:45 to 5:30 with an hour and 15-minute lunch break. It's a VIP ticket. We teach, and what's been really popular is the marriage of social media and monetizing it, because social media is a fire hose. I mean, you can, it's tough to drink out of that, you know, and you try to grab some ideas, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, Google Plus, and you try to look at it and go, wow, what's right for my business? How do I monetize that? How do I literally take that into an action plan and monetize it? So my business partner, who is a genius with social media, he used to work directly with Brian Tracy, handling all of his training in social media. Steve Black teaches the social media. I teach the goal setting, objection handling, business building, time management skills, all of the advanced selling techniques, and business acceleration. So that's going to be 8:45 to 5:30 Cobb Galleria on Wednesday, October 21st, and it is almost full. We've got 500 seats available, and that's what we're working toward.
That's great.
Yeah.
Chuck Douglas, our guest, he's with Business Success Training. Chuck, if you ever come back, can you bring a little enthusiasm and energy, please? I mean, we could really use some of that.
I know.
Today.
I thought you guys were going to have some coffee here this morning, man.
Yeah.
You know? I was going to take it intravenously, you know?
One word, Chuck, decaf.
Right.
Tell us about Chuck Douglas, though. I mean, how did you get to where you are today? I mean, what do we get when we get Chuck Douglas coming in to talk to us?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I started out at Georgia State as an accounting and finance major. And I was hired by Arthur Anderson. I got lucky and aced all the tests and graduated Georgia State with a 4.0. And so Arthur Anderson hired me immediately upon my departure.
You're making
from Georgia
Stephen
State.
Very jealous right now.
Dang it, I was 3.95.
Man, those memory classes paid off. And so they picked me up, and we're a great company. And I just wasn't a good fit for me. I don't know if it was the area, whether I was a little more outgoing or needed something a little more in a different arena. But Tony Robbins saw me speak, did a couple of sessions, and they hired me and picked me up, and I went on tour with Tony's team, and I haven't looked back since.
Interesting. What do you love most about what you do? I know that's kind of a basic, generic question, but because I really could tell you're really not into it too much. It's a paycheck, you know?
Yeah, he's really just going through the motions.
I got my notes in front of me right here. Yeah. I'm reading right off a teleprompter, man.
Business Success Training is a wonderful opportunity. Yeah.
But seriously, what do you enjoy most about what you are doing? Because obviously you love what you do.
You know, Zig, I had the privilege of being tutored. I was under his mentorship for a couple of years early on. And one of the things he said, do what you love and the money will follow. And I think that's a real solid quote, real solid principle for anyone in any business. I just love what I do. And I love being able to empower people, see them improve, hear testimonials. On our website, we've got people that have written back, done videos that said, hey, we did this. We implemented what you taught and it worked. And that's exciting.
Take us into one of the value-driven sessions that you do with business leaders. I'll let you choose whatever industry or generic, but you know you've got listeners on this podcast who are listening, and they're business leaders, they're business owners. Give us a couple of things that you've seen across the country that if you could get all the business owners in America, small business owners in a room, what would you tell them? What's some quick value you can add that's also tremendous value too about how people are running their businesses and how they can improve?
Yeah, you know, I'd probably say, how many of you have ever tried to play golf? And we always get, you know, a lot of hands, people that play. And I say, why do I use the word try? Because it is much more difficult than it looks. You know, there's 129 ways to mess up a golf shot. And you know, there's 129 plus ways to mess up a sale and to mess up a business. And so we bring 10 skill sets. We start out with things like social media. How can that business owner, let's say just a sales company, maybe a printing company, maybe someone selling telecommunications, whatever it may be, and they're empowering their people to go out, make cold calls or warm calls. You really don't have to make cold calls today because we have so much research available. We design a workshop that will empower their salespeople to use social media. How to remember names. That's one of the things that we teach because Dale Carnegie said, you can double your income. And a lot of people have forgotten names. They shake the hand comes apart, name goes bye-bye. You know, and they don't remember. If you use the name at the end of the transaction, you double your closing percentage. We teach that. We teach goal setting. A lot of people say, well, Chuck, I've got my goals in my head. That's where they are. Well, they're not on paper. So we teach that. We teach time management skills, how to handle objections, closing the deal, things of that nature. And we bring something solid to that team so that they walk away and the leaders go, you know, these guys are going to be better in the field. They're going to be better on their calls. They're going to be able to set appointments. They're going to be able to close deals.
That's great stuff. Let me go back to the passion a little bit, because as we've talked about, you've done 6,000 speeches. You've toured with Tony Robbins, Brian Tracy, Les Brown, Bob Proctor, just to name a few. Obviously, for the folks that are coming and hearing you for the first time, they're going, oh, this is great. This is awesome. But for you, you've done over 6,000. How do you stay passionate about it? It's like, oh, here I go again. You've heard this 6,000 times. I mean, how do you keep that energy and passion going?
Yeah, it's some days it's hard, you know. Some days I do got to plug that IV in, you know, that B12 shot. But I think what I did early on is I did something really valuable that we teach in our workshops, and that's in the morning before you begin your day. You have to remind yourself, because questions control our environment, they control how we look at things. You know, somebody going through a bad relationship, breakup, divorce, money problems, they ask themselves really lousy questions. You know, why does this always happen to me? What am I doing wrong? And they get, you know, bad answer, you know, a bad question, bad answer, you know. And so what I do in the morning is I ask myself questions such as, why am I so blessed? You know, what's going to happen that's going to be great today? Who will give me the privilege to serve them? And so what I did early on was make a habit in my brain out of those questions. And so I go out, I'm kind of like a beach ball. You know, it's tough to get me underwater, and you can't keep me there long. And when I come out, I pop right up. And so if you can teach your business professionals that, they come in every day with the mindset. Because, you know, Pat Riley, who used to coach the Lakers, he said, you know, it's 80% psychology, 20% mechanics in sports. You know, the guys are talented, they hone their skill sets, but if this isn't right, then the game isn't right. And so it's the same in business.
That's great stuff. Again, you're here because you got Success Summit 2015 coming up. So before we let you go, again, give us all the details where people can find out the information, where they can register and sign up. Give us the broad overview again of Success Summit 2015.
Yeah, thanks. So if they'd like to go ahead and schedule a workshop, they can call this number 310-283-7032. That's 310-283-7032. We have a free gift for anybody listening to this before the end of the month of August. We put together a really special package because the first one was so popular. We just wrote a new book called Netlinking, How to Combine Your Social Media, Your Database, Your Sphere of Influence, Link Them Together, Triple Your Income. We're going to give that book away to anybody who calls in before August, schedules a workshop with us. We also have a phenomenal audiobook called Sales Management and Leadership Empowerment. And it's an audiobook. They can put it in their car, GPS stops. They can pick it up again. It plays all the way through. We're going to give those two gifts to everyone who schedules a workshop before the end of August. If they'd like information about how to enroll in the summit, they've got a team. We've got some package deals, some corporate discounts and bonuses, things of that nature. They can call that same number.
That's great. I you know, that audiobook, Stephen, would be dangerous for me if I'm driving and listening, because I would be just going, vroom, a million miles an hour. So, Chuck, thank you so much. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Chuck Douglas, again, with Business Success Training, and they got the Success Summit 2015 coming up very shortly.
You know, Mike, speaking of driving and speaking of listening to audiobooks, you're right. That's not a habit you should get into. But one habit you should get into is falling in love with your car. And did you know that love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru? Did you know that?
I did, because I've listened to the show before.
That's right. So you and anybody else listening to this show can get big savings and enjoy the hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people, real people, and we've had them on the show, and they are great people. They sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Hey, maybe you're already a Subaruist. That word still has not tripped me up yet. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. And come see the work they're doing at Subaru of Gwinnett in Atlanta on their expanding and doing some awesome stuff. And they were in here talking about that. So go see them.
And I forgot to say at the top of the show that we are broadcasting from the Subaru of Gwinnett studios, which I should do at the top of every show. So
there's your mistake for the day.
Let's make sure I don't do that again.
But like a beach ball, you won't be held down. You're going to pop back up. We're going to go on to the next interview.
I like that. Nothing keeps me down. I've already learned something, and I haven't even been to Chuck's seminar. How cool is that? All right, joining us next is Tiffany Kirkland. Tiffany, I'm sorry, you've got to follow Chuck. I'm sorry. So you're going to have to bring your A game today.
I absolutely will.
All right. Tiffany is with the American Diabetes Association Georgia chapter. She's an associate director. Tell us about the American Diabetes Association and exactly what is diabetes?
Yeah, great question. So we are the American Diabetes Association here in Atlanta. We're nationally based in D.C. So we are holding our own with a small but mighty staff of 10 here. And so we cover all of Georgia. So we provide special events, free programs, all that good stuff to the 1 million Georgians living with diabetes and all of Georgians anyways. We get the question of a lot, what is diabetes? And it's not necessarily a really fun topic to talk about. But the fact of the matter is it's a growing epidemic. I have 5 family members that have diabetes and actually just married into a family a year ago with 2 others. And it's really interesting because everybody has a different story. We go into companies all the time. We provide lunch and learns and educational resources. And every single time we ask the question, raise your hand if you know someone with diabetes. At a minimum, 95% of the room raises their hand. And it's just crazy to hear these stories and how it really is changing lives and sometimes for the worse. My story specifically is my dad has diabetes. He now thinks that he's cured. he went through a severe weight loss and no longer has to manage it with medicine. So that's great. And my aunt also had diabetes. She was diagnosed with type 2 years and years and years ago. And she was up here for my wedding a year ago, and she said, hey, fun fact, so now I actually have type 1. And I was like, what? How does that work? And it's just because research has gotten so much better, and they've been able to identify what really makes a certain type of diabetes. And then my grandparents, it's kind of funny stories with them because they passed when I was younger. So I just thought one of my grandmothers was crazy. She thought that she had bugs in her house. We had every pest control exterminator in Orlando, Florida, come out and see her. And she was still convinced that there were bugs in her house. Well, she was seeing small spots and she had dry skin, both complications of diabetes. Put 2 and 2 together, she thought she had bugs. She did it.
Very interesting. Now you mentioned your family members that have diabetes. Is this something that's hereditary that, oh my goodness, my grandparents had it, my dad has it, I'm going to have it? Or is there a way to beat it? I mean, you know, eating right, exercising, things like that, or are you just, there's nothing you can do about it?
Great question. So yes and no. Hereditary is a portion of it, and it really is lifestyle. So because you have people in your family who have it, you are at a predisposition to maybe someday getting it, but the good news is we can stop it. I love this story. I was in a company doing a kickoff for our walk about a year and a half ago, and a lady told me that she had pre-diabetes. And what that means is it's a wake-up call. It's your doctor saying, hey, guess what? You have this really awesome opportunity to make a huge change, and you can change it from being actually full-blown diabetes. And so she was telling us a story about how her doctors wanted to put her on medicine, and she said, I don't think so. So she consulted with her doctor. The doctor said, okay, we're going to give you this amount of time to make significant change. She cut out soda. She cut out fast food. She looked at her carbohydrate. She looked at her sugar intake, changed all of those things, and prevented the onset of type 2 diabetes.
Let me ask a question to follow up that. How do you find out? Because, you know, a lot of us don't eat properly. And do you just go and get checked and say, listen, can you check me for diabetes?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I like to use the analogy of you are the bus driver of your health.
Because if we can all get that little that window there, I think a lot of us would make those changes.
Absolutely.
At least have the opportunity to make those changes.
Yes. We have a type 2 risk test, and it's 7 questions. You answer with a number, and if you score a 5 or higher, we tell you to go have a conversation with your doctor. You can find it on our website, diabetes.org/risk test. There's an electronic version, a paper version, all that kind of stuff. That's a good indicator. We also recommend your average adult to go get your A1C checked every 3 years. If you can't remember A1C, just ask the doctor to do a blood diabetes test. They'll know what you're talking about.
Okay.
And really, that's the key indicator. And if you are taking care of yourself, and like I was saying about the bus driver, you have to be the bus driver. You have all these other medical professionals around you that, you know, they're busy. And just like we were talking with healthcare, it's changing so rapidly that you have to be your best advocate. You have to ask the questions. Don't leave that doctor's office until you are convinced you have all of the answers to all of your questions and you feel confident walking out of that office.
So one question I was going to ask, Tiffany, is, you know, we're going at Business Radio. A lot of business leaders listen to our show, and you talked about doing lunch and learns. What can the American Diabetes Association, what can business owners expect as far as help or as far as resources? I'm a business owner. I care about my employees. One of the ways I can care is make sure that if there are resources that they can get their hands on, I want to make them make them available to them. What can a business owner do? Should they contact you? What are some of the programs that you can offer to some of the businesses here in Gwinnett County?
Sure. We have so many options. One of my favorite things that we do as an association is lunch and learns in companies. We can tailor it to whatever you need. It can be anything from 15 minutes to a 2-hour presentation. And the thing that I like about our lunch and learns is we are real. We do not get up there and tell people that they have to run on a treadmill for an hour every single day of their life, because I won't be there with them. That's just a matter of fact. You know, we're going to give them real, tangible things that they can go home with. Exercising 30 minutes a day. What should your ideal plate look like? You know, and if you're going out to a restaurant, the average size of protein that you should have every meal is 2 to 3 ounces. Well, have you ever seen a 2 to 3 ounce steak? Never on a menu. It doesn't happen. So we have that conversation. So if you're going to have that 8-ounce steak, maybe not have the loaded baked potato and maybe have a salad instead. You know, so we're going to give them very, very real, tangible things that they can go home with and make minor changes in their life. Because the fact of the matter is, as a business owner, your healthcare costs are significantly higher these days because of diabetes, whether it's someone that's in your company as an employee or it's a family member that's on your health insurance. And so we really want to give those things. We also have a really exciting initiative coming up in November. It's called the CEO Summit. It is a completely free opportunity to network with C-suite level individuals in the Atlanta and greater Atlanta area. It is our opportunity to bring together these CEOs and C-suite level individuals that are already working with us. We want to provide some networking opportunities. We want to tell them who we are and what we can do to help drive their healthcare costs down. Like I said, it's free. There's no ask. We don't ask for money. We don't ask for anything there. It is literally a pure networking opportunity. And it really is real. And a lot of CEOs take very tangible things away from there that they can then implement in their company. Just simple things like changing up within the vending machine. You know, we've had companies that have hired a company to bring in fresh fruit once a week to the office just to deter that candy bar at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
You know, so we give them those really real things as well.
All right. You mentioned that event. You got some other events coming up as well.
We do.
Tell us about those.
We have event after event after event.
Yes.
So we have a lot of special events. And these special events that we do are fundraising events that allow us to do these free resources in the community. We have three major ones here in Atlanta. One is our Father of the Year Awards, which happens in June around Father's Day, where we honor 3 to 5 dads in the Atlanta area who have achieved the trifecta. They are successful in their community as a leader. They are successful in their business, and they are a mentor to their children. And so we honor those individuals, and it's a really awesome opportunity because it brings a whole new demographic to what we do, and it's a gala-like event. And so that's really exciting. So we're currently in the process of getting nominations for those honorees this year. In addition, we have a Tour de Cure, which is a cycling event that happens in the May-June timeframe every year. And we have rides from 2 miles to 100 miles. So really, depending on wherever you are, we have a route that's good for you. And then the event that's coming up most recently is our Step Out Walk to Stop Diabetes. So we are excited because that is at Turner Field. We don't know how many more walks we'll have at Turner Field with the move, but that is November 14th at Turner Field. It's also one of my favorite events because there's no cost to register. It's our way of giving people an exercise experience that is fun and enjoyable. And who doesn't want to walk on Turner Field?
Right.
I want to walk on Turner
Field.
There
you go.
So actually with that event, we have a kickoff coming up this Saturday. It's at Main Event over by the Cobb Galleria from 10 to 12. And it's going to be really fun. We have prizes. We have food. We have ways to engage. We have materials for people living with diabetes. And everybody that comes to the event that registers to walk, which registration is free, will get a 2-hour free playing card at Main Event. So that is their commitment to us. So we're really excited about that. So it's a great opportunity to bring kids out on a fun Saturday and just learn more about what we're doing and see if it's a good opportunity to get plugged in with us.
Okay. And if anybody's listening and they listen to the broadcast after the fact and they've already missed these events, just go to the website and you can find about all the upcoming events there as well. So for those of you that are listening right now and you're not listening to the live broadcast, oh, I just missed that, go to the website. Plenty of events coming up. Before we let you go, how can people get involved?
We need volunteers. That is the only way that we can function as an organization. Like I said, we are a small staff of 10.
Yeah, you have 10. I mean, come on. 10 right. for the whole state of Georgia. That's plenty.
So, right, of course. Yeah. Great percentile right there. That's how we function. That's how we do these events. It's how we do these programs. So our constant ask is volunteer with us. Everybody knows somebody with diabetes, so that should be your motivation. Many ways to plug in with us. We are on volunteermatch.com. All of our committees, all of our executive committees, all of our planning committees are listed on there. You can also look us up on Facebook at American Diabetes Association Atlanta on Facebook. You can put a post, a message, whatever you want. We'll connect with you there. You can call our office. It's 1-800-DIABETES, or our direct line here in Atlanta is 404-320-7100. That's 404-320-7100. And like I said, there's literally a volunteer opportunity for everybody out there, whether it's a one-day experience you're wanting, whether it's a year-round engagement. We will create a volunteer opportunity for you. You know, we have a lot of business leaders in Atlanta and Gwinnett and surrounding communities that, you know, a lot of times they're trying to progress in their career, or they need some volunteer opportunities to put on a resume to look good to their boss. Whatever it is, we'll take it. We're willing to make it happen. And honestly, that's how we find some of our best volunteers. If they're wanting a board experience, or they're wanting an executive planning experience so that they can show their company that they're committed to the community as well.
Wow. Great. Tiffany, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Tiffany Kirkland with the American Diabetes Association Georgia chapter. A big thank you to her. Also to Chuck Douglas with Business Success Training. And he's got the big Success Summit 2015 coming up. And also thank you to Darren Tarleton with TD. D as in Darren. DHG Healthcare. Although the D actually doesn't stand for Darren. But you get what I'm saying. DHG.
Healthcare. I always get what you're saying, Mike.
That makes one person then. A reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett business programs from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios anytime, day or night, 24/7 by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. You can also download this show or any of our shows on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X. Like us on Facebook at Gwinnett Radio X. For our producer, Trey Odom, and for Stephen Julian.
You know, Mike, Chuck gave us the great Pat Riley quote, which made me think of the wisest man I know in one of his quotes. Yogi Berra said that baseball is 90% mental and the other half is physical.
Yeah, there you go. That fits both of us. I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.